they did with Russian scientists, did an experiment with Olympic athletes. So they were already Olympic standard. And these athletes, some of them just did their training. Some of them did 50% training and 50% visualization. And some did 25% training and 75% visualization. And which do you think were the ones that came out the best? The one that did the 75% visualization were the ones that came out top athletes. So, and they were all already Olympic standard. So this is a really big clue for us. The more we can visualize something beforehand, the more it's almost like we're stepping into what we visualized. Now, the Russian scientists found out this really unique thing, but we can do it for ourselves. Okay, we might not be in the Olympics, but we have our own life. And, you know, why not prepare ahead and almost step into the vision that we've created? So we're going to have a look at that, and then there's going to be some questions for you to go through about you in your workplace. Some questions that I hope are pertinent to you in the workplace. If not, create your own questions. And on where you're sitting, there's a sheet with questions. There's a heart and two post-it stickers hearts. And as we go through the activity this afternoon, all of those will... That's on your card, actually. So here we have a smiley person. And someone said recently, when you smile, all the cells in your body smile too. So smiling is a superpower. And just as Sister Shivani said, even if you're feeling a bit low and you say to yourself, I'm okay, I'm happy, just the act of smiling starts all those processes inside, the dopamine goes up, the happy hormones. You'll end up sleeping better, your melatonin function increases. So there's lots of documented evidence now that, you know, what we do inside has a big effect outside. But this act of smiling, it's so easy, but we forget that smiling is a superpower. Your smile is your superpower. So on that note, your smile is your logo. It's what you carry around with you. It's what everyone sees. So your smile is your logo. Your personality becomes your business card. Simple statements, but it's quite profound, isn't it? So the personality that we've got, which is the collection of our samskaras, we looked at in both sessions this morning, that personality is like what you give across. But the next one I find really interesting. How you leave others feeling after an experience with you becomes your trademark. So if you put your mind back to your... So this is what we're going to look at today. So I'd like to start... So in a way, the biggest journey that we've all got to travel is from our head to our heart. Like this morning, you can get lots of information, but how do we actually bring it into activity? So they say this is the longest journey. We think going to the moon was the longest journey that's ever been made. But they say the longest journey is between your head and your heart. And when you arrive at your heart, your whole life changes. So I'd like you to think about a time when you were having a really good experience. Maybe that you were in some kind of gathering. Maybe it was some family gathering. Maybe it was something at work. Maybe you had achieved something at work and you were part of a team and you were celebrating it. take your mind to a time when you were having a really good experience and re-visualize that time and what did it feel like. So I allow you to do that. So re-visualize it in your mind. Who was there? What was happening? And why? Why was it a good experience? Why was it a good experience? And if you could get that experience into a word, what would that word be? In as you say. So if you shout it out and then I'll repeat it. What was the predominant feeling that you felt? Carefree. Thank you. Humble. Joyful. Lively. Two at the same time. You felt purified. Fantastic. Blissful. Blissful. Satisfied. Happy. Complete. You felt special. What else did you feel? Elated. Blessed. I felt blessed. What other feelings? Achievement. You felt that sense of achievement. Accomplishment. Grateful. Felt confident. Thankful. Felt powerful. Enlightened. Proud. Content. What was the emotion though? Can you get it to a word? Because these are all kind of emotion, you know, feelings, aren't they? So maybe, what was it? Was it elated? Was it euphoric? What was it? I'll come back to you, but see if you can name it. Think about what the... Okay, double, it's no problem. Rejuvenated. You believed in yourself, is it? Self-belief. Self-belief. Confident. I think we got confident, but another confident is good. Peaceful. Motivated. Felt knowledgeable. You felt whole. You felt your goal was achieved. And what did that make you feel? Huh? So is that like accomplishment? Any other feelings that are not up on the... Felt relaxed. It's all over. Dance. You felt like you wanted to dance. Good. Energetic. Cheerful. Relieved. You want to shout it out? I can't hear. Cloud nine. Don't want to miss that one. Got a space for one more, I think. Awesome. That's a good one to end on. You felt awesome. So, you know, we know what these feelings are like. So these are actually feelings of the soul. Yeah? So all that's been talked about today, this is actually the soul feeling this. So when you've had a good experience, the soul... So, I want to go on the next slide, I think. Okay, so we talked about yesterday, and we did our warm-up for those who are here. We talked about an activity that we really liked as a kid. But I'd like you to think about an activity that you really enjoy as an adult. Yeah, and maybe here's some little clues. Maybe you're a sports person, and you like something outdoors, you like sports. So when you're playing sports, you get lost in it. And when I talk about an activity you really enjoy, I'm talking about when you do that activity, you're kind of lost in it. Time goes by, and you think, oh, gosh, I can't believe how much time went by. But you felt it was a good use of time. You felt good about it. So maybe it's something to do with that. Or maybe you're some kind of crafty person. You like crafts and things. You like making something. You're creative. You like producing something creative. Or maybe your thing is in the kitchen. You like cooking. There could be other things, but I just want you to think about an activity that you really enjoy as an adult, that you don't mind. It might be just meeting your friends and having, you know, good conversation. So I'll give you a chance just to think about that. And on your sheet, you can either use your sheet or you can use your notebook. It's up to you. But on your sheet, there's a space for you to jot down the activity and what it makes you feel. So while you're doing the activity, what does it make you feel? You know, you're doing it this bit now, and then there's another bit you're going to go out on your own. So go back to the last time you did that activity and think about what you felt. This might not seem like a small activity, but it's highly important, as you'll see in a minute. If you don't mind, I'm going to give you an example. There was a group that I was taking, and four people in this group. And I asked them this question, and one said, oh, I like going out on my mountain bike. I said, oh, great. I said to another, what do you like doing? And he said, what I really like doing is I like playing my guitar. I like, you know, at night, sitting, playing my guitar, and just kind of creating little tunes and making little songs. He said, I love that. I said to another one, you know, what do you like doing? He said, I love work. I said, I think you need to be a bit more specific. What exactly do you love about work? And he was in this organization, they look after the police cars in London. He said, I love fixing cars. And I said to the other one, what do you like? He said, I love stamp collecting. I said, oh, okay. So I went round. I love the freedom. I go out with my friends. I leave the world behind. I go up my bike. I love the freedom. He says, I love the camaraderie. I love the harmony of us being together. It's like all my stress just goes away, and I just enjoy being in the moment. He says, I love it. And I said to the guy who like strumming his guitar, I said, what does that give you? And he said, well, you know, when I'm strumming my guitar, he said, I just feel kind of lost. It feels like, it's almost like inspiration is coming from somewhere else. It's almost like someone is playing me and I'm playing the guitar. And he says, I feel silent. I feel peaceful. I feel blissful. I said, wow. So I asked the guy who likes fixing the cars, and he said, I love the challenge of it. I love the feeling of all the bits being out on the floor, and I've got to put it back together again. I love the feeling of problem solving, of fixing it. He said, and when it's complete, he said, I feel euphoric. I was like, wow. But the one that interested me the most was the stamp collector, because I thought, what's the joy in stamp collecting? And he said, Margaret, he said, my stamp collection is up in the loft. And there's a door, and I have to walk up the steps into that loft. So when I open that door and step inside and close that door behind me, it's like I leave the world behind. And as I'm walking up those steps, all the stress of work, everything just melts away. And there I've got there, I've got all the stamps laid out on the table, and I have a computer there where I can research where this stamp came from, what its value was, why they produced this stamp. And while I'm up there in that lot, it's like the world just doesn't touch me. I said, wow. So this is the sort of thing. Do you have an activity like that that you get lost in? The interesting thing at the end of that program, the guy who was, when we finished the program, the guy who was doing the stamp collection, he goes, what I realized from the program with you, Margaret, is I've got to take that energy from that loft, walk down the steps, and bring it into my life. So I want you to look again at your activity. What are the qualities that you experience when you're doing that activity? And if you go on to the next slide, so what does it make you feel? Next slide. What qualities do you need for your activity? Maybe there's accuracy. Maybe you need to be calm. If you're all hair up, you're going to mess it up. Maybe for your activity, you need concentration. Creativity. Maybe you need intuition for your activity. Or lightness. So what I'd like to suggest to you this afternoon is that every activity that you like is packed with your original qualities. That person said, I like stamp collecting. He had never unpacked why he likes stamp collecting. So look at that activity that you don't even know. So don't take this activity lightly. It's really telling you a lot about your good self. Sorry? The cares. Do you want to come down because I can't really hear? The gears. Okay, so there's the skill. For every activity, you need a skill. Like, at work, you need skill. But it's about what you feel. Come on, I can't quite get it. Come here and talk. It might be a language thing. Give an example of the activity. Do you want to give an example of the activity and what you mean? Huh? You got the answer. You just saw the qualities. Okay, so for every activity, whether you're, say, doing cooking, you still need skills. How to measure, you know, what ingredients to put in. You still need skills. Fixing a car, you need the skills. To be IT professional, we take it for granted. You have to have the skills, otherwise you wouldn't be in that job. So that is a taken. But what we're looking at here is the qualities that you bring. And I'd like you to share with each other the activity that you really love and your qualities. And maybe actually someone else in the group might say, well, in your activity, don't you also need this quality? So I want you to expand your list through discussion. So if you'd like to just find yourself in groups of four, and you're going to have 10 minutes just to talk about your activity and why you love it. And as you talk about it, you'll probably find more qualities come out, because as we speak something, usually we get our own clarity. Yeah? So I'll give you... No, I'm going to get you into fours first, and then we'll do feedback, yeah? So would you like to find a four? So, or maybe three. Three might be easier, because then you can just do it across the thing. So do three. Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to stand up? A bit of movement's good. And find people actually that you don't know. It's easy to be with the people you do know, but find someone you don't know and have a conversation. So there's some chairs on the side. You can always add those. Or if you want to stand up, that's fine too. Some people are still sitting. So find yourself with at least three other people that you don't know. And if there isn't a four, you can do a three. So some people are still sitting on their own. A group, so... There's someone down here. You can form a three. One, two, three. Yep. Just have a conversation about this activity you really enjoy. If you've already done, you can join up with another pair if you want. is for when they come up and share a couple of examples. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed your conversation. I'd like you to come back, and now that you've gathered more qualities, that heart that you've got on the chair, qualities that you, when you do the activity, you feel to walk. No, not the big heart on the card, not the little post-its. Yeah, on that card. On the card. Can you give me the example of the card? Okay, so what you're doing is, when you discussed your activity and the quality, write your qualities in the heart. So you may need, for your activity, you may need concentration, you may need focus, it makes you feel enthusiastic. So write the qualities that you feel in the heart. The card, not the post-its. We'll do the post-its later. So in the card. So write your qualities in the card. So these qualities that you write in your heart are your natural qualities. They're just so natural to you, you don't even think about them. You just think about, I like the task. So this quality that you love is really telling you the qualities that are naturally yours, easily, naturally. So really, it's not so much that you like the task or the skill or the... Is that what we're feeling while we're bicycling? That's what we really like. Bicycling is just the method to help us experience. Is that clear? So someone loves cooking. Cooking is just the activity, but it's what they're feeling while they're cooking. That's what they really love. Why do people get home and they go out in the garden and start doing a bit of gardening? Because they love the solitude. They like the creativity. They like the vision. They like being earthed. All their cares get left behind. So they say, oh, I love gardening. It's not the gardening. It's what they're experiencing while they're gardening. That's what they love. Yeah? So what you've written is really important for you in your life. So let's move on. Would anyone like to come and share, you know, maybe a few people, to come and share their activity and the qualities that they discovered, that they've written in their heart? So if you'd like to come down the front, or from there is fine, from there is fine.
That's what I've written now.
You need to put the mic right up near your mouth like a lollipop.
What activities do you really enjoy in your life? I've mentioned swimming. What does it make you feel? I've mentioned I feel like a fish, having complete control on my breath, enjoying and feeling every moment of it. And at last but not the least, I feel blessed. And what qualities do you need for this activity? I mentioned control over breath, bit of technique to float easily.
Yeah. So you still have to look at, because those are sort of still skills, yeah?
That's
you
right.
still have to look at inputting your heart, what you feel.
Okay.
When you're in swimming your lengths or swimming around, what does it make you feel? That's the point, yeah?
Sure.
So would anyone else like to
take
the mic and show us? Thank you. Right here. Would you like to stand up to face the audience?
Om Shanti. I like to spend time with, in nature with my friends. And I do Reiki healing, so I really enjoy that. The reason being, it gives me a lot of peace. I feel loveful. I feel cheerful. I feel more compassionate, more happy. And this requires me to connect to Almighty. So I feel a lot of connection with Him. I feel miracles happen. So that gives me more strength, more positive. So, and the qualities that I require to do this activity, as I said, connection with Almighty. I need to be more intuitive. Now this activity requires me to be forgiving myself, because till the time I'm not the clear channel for Lord, I won't be His instrument to heal others. So I need a lot. I need to myself be more positive, creative, to be.
Okay, thank you. From this side? There's two on this side. Would you like to face everyone?
Yeah. Mine is very, very simple. So I love meeting people and love discussing on any subject, whichever it is. And that's what I am. I'm in sales, actually. And in a different way, which I feel in a different way, maybe, someone, we met all three of just now. Everyone has a different level of feeling, a different way of contentment. So, he has something which is doing a physical activity. He do more of a, working with the society. That is a contentment. For her, it is like a work itself give her a contentment. So
can I ask you, what does it feel like when you meet people? So stay on your, because that's the, what is the feeling when you meet people?
It is more of a, when it feels like a different persona I am meeting, which is having, a different aspects of life. It gives more of a knowledge, which go back deep inside me. And if it's a very different personality, it make me think on those lines for a few, maybe a day or two. So that make me a really, regenerated for at least for one day.
Yeah. So let's just take this one, because I think this is a really good one, because we all have to meet people, don't we?
Yes.
Like it or not, we have to meet people.
Well, it's very simple for me.
Yeah. So like when you meet someone, you need to be articulate.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yes.
And you need to be intuitive to pick up what they're saying.
Yes.
Do you see? You also need to be enthusiastic, curious.
Correct.
Do you see the qualities I'm trying to get?
Correct.
It's not so much what I'm trying to get from them.
Yes.
But it's about the knowledge, the qualities that I need in myself for that activity. You need to be sociable.
Yes, more social.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, you have to relate in certain type, what type of personality he is. So you will be, more intuitive, or maybe asking questions which may be.
Yeah. So it's like you become expanded.
Yes.
Yeah? So one of the reasons you like it is because you gain knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah? We all have to meet people. Would anyone like to volunteer some qualities that you need to enjoy meeting people?
Patient enough to hear the other side, so that you can absorb, first observe what the person is speaking, first observe and then absorb what the person is speaking, and then accordingly respond accordingly to the situation or what the person is talking about. It's also another skill that you require is to understand the opposite person's mind, what's going on in his mind.
Yeah.
And once you understand the mind, you will be able to respond or address his concerns more effectively.
So you need patience, you need listening skills.
Yeah, and reading ability of, understanding. Some sort of a connection should be there between both the people so that the understanding is clear.
Yeah. So you see, even to have a conversation with someone, a good conversation, you actually need a lot of qualities.
It is not that you have to do many things. If you ask certain queries, you will get more answers from the person to whom you are meeting. And that will, it is a more of a diving inside,
yeah.
Right? So it is, you don't have to think on, you know, on from that, that terms, like you, how we are going to do that.
Sure.
But it is like when you go inside, you put some queries.
But shall I tell you something? Curiosity is so natural to you, because if you didn't have curiosity, you wouldn't even ask the questions. So you're not really, just as it's packed with qualities, which is the point I'm trying to get across. We do things so naturally, like the guy who liked the stamp collecting. He felt amazing things. He didn't realize until he unpacked it that he had loads of qualities. He just thought, I like stamp collecting. He never realized that it was packed with qualities. Yeah? So these qualities that we have in the activities we like are really valuable for us, because ultimately we can transfer them. But if we haven't recognized the qualities that are natural and easy for us, we might be striving for them, and they're already easy for us. Yeah? So you wrote the qualities in your heart, we had a discussion. So think about yourself in the workplace. What qualities do you naturally bring to the workplace? I'm not talking about skills. We all know that you must have skills to be in the job. I'm talking about the qualities that you bring. Do you have focus? Do you have concentration? Do you bring joy into the office? Are you kind? Do you see what I'm saying? It's not, you all have skills, but what qualities do you naturally bring to the workplace? So could you add those to your heart? Maybe you have to be really patient in your job. Maybe you have to have problem-solving skills if you're dealing with people. So just to give you an example, a few years back, maybe 10 years ago, I had to go into hospital for 10 days. And there was two consultants that I was under their care. And one consultant came and sat beside me and said, "We don't know what's wrong with you, but while you're here, let's do all the tests we can think of so that we can find out what's wrong. Is that okay?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." "So you're going to have to go all different, tests. But we'll do our real best to find out what's wrong with you." And when that consultant left, I thought, how kind and caring. What a lovely bedside manner. And I felt uplifted. And then a few days later, the other consultant came. Hardly talked to me. All they were really concerned was that there was a certain test that wasn't in the notes. So I was having to go at the house officer that test wasn't in the notes. And then they left. So both consultants, both obviously got a very high level of skill, but completely different qualities. A very interesting thing I noticed when I was in the hospital, that there was one person who uplifted everyone. Sometimes when the doctors were coming, people were a bit nervous because they might get results they didn't want to hear. The tea lady. The tea lady would come in and say, "All right, my loves, how you doing? Would you like a cup of tea? the whole energy of the ward went up. So it's not really what the job you do, it's about the qualities you bring to the job. Yeah? So write the qualities that you bring to the job in your heart. Are your qualities growing? Getting more? Getting the idea? It takes us a while because they're so natural to us. We don't think about it. We think about the task. We're often more interested in the skills we have, than the qualities we have. But I think the era that we're moving into, people are going to be interested in, yes, the skills for sure, always the skills. But the qualities that you bring to the job, the soft skills, highly important. Because managers know that if you get someone in the office who doesn't have, you know, good communication skills or isn't happy, it's like a virus. So, let's move on. So you added them to your heart. So now we're going to think about an activity you're not so keen on. We've all got ones we're not so keen on. I got a little story about this. I remember coming home one day, and it was a Saturday, and I'd worked really hard on the Friday, and in my mind, I was thinking, I'm going to have a nice little nap. But when I got home, one of the people that I live with said, it was raining heavily today and the drain outside is blocked and it's caused a, you know, big kind of lake in the backyard. And I don't know how to sort it out. And I was thinking, I only had the vision of my bed. But now here's another situation. So no one likes cleaning out drains. Raise your hand if you like cleaning out drains. No, I think none of us like to do it. So I went out the back, and even though I live in England, I didn't have any Wellington boots, and here's a big puddle around the drain, and it's a kind of black, murky water. So I thought, is either going to be something that's come down the drain, or it could be leaves. So I thought, let's start with leaves. So I went looking for a stick, and I found a bit of a bamboo stick. And I just went, and the leaves moved, and it went, and all the water was done. And then I just got something, cleared up that mess, put it in the bin, and it was done. And I went and had a really nice slap. But even to do that task I didn't like, I'm over and done with. So I'd like you to think about an activity you're not so keen on. Here's some examples. Housework. Maybe you love housework, but maybe you don't. Ironing. I personally like ironing, but many don't. I didn't used to like ironing, but I've transformed it. Washing the car. Some people are so proud of their car, they love washing the car. Or they love it for the first month or two. Yeah? But maybe there's an activity that you don't like. Can you think of an activity that you don't really like doing? Can you raise your hand if you've got an activity that you avoid like the plague? Maybe it's even you pull out that drawer and it's a mess and you just shut it again when you know you really should tidy it up. So do you all have an activity that you really don't like doing? Only a few of you? You love all other activities? Wow. Oh no, the hands are going up now. So I'd like you to look at the qualities in your heart and see if there's any quality there that you could, the energy of that quality you could bring to the task you don't like. Because remember, it's not really about the task. about what you're feeling while you do the task. Yeah? Because can you see any quality in your heart that you could bring to that task? Because as Sister Shivani says, why should we feel happy one moment and not happy the next moment? If it's really about what we feel. It's not really about the task. It's the energy that I bring to the task. But in our mind, we've decided, I like this task, I don't like that task. So whatever, yeah? It's just the energy you bring to it. And if you shift that energy, it's going to have an impact on that task. So can you see any quality in your heart that might help you transform the energy you bring to that activity? Because every activity, you bring the energy to it. That's the soul, you, is bringing the activity into that task. Do you want to share in pairs quickly? What your activity is and what's the quality, the activity you don't like and what's the quality you could bring, the transference. So I'll give you just a minute each to share what's the task and what's the quality you could bring to it. So just do it in pairs because we're just going to do it quick, yeah? So find one person, share the task that you, in the past you didn't like, and now what quality you could bring to it. So you're literally sharing the task and you're sharing one quality that you could bring to the task. How you could transform that. Would anyone like to come and share what the activity is they don't like and the quality that they're now going to bring to that task? You've been before. Is there anyone else who hasn't? Anyone want to share the task? Okay, two here. Would you like to come up? Come up. And anyone from this side? Yeah, if you'd like to stand up and then we'll come to you. Come. So first, would you like to share the activity you don't like and what you could bring to it?
I'm not keen about...
Okay, so let's listen.
Yeah, hey. I'm not
keen
about...
Could you hold it up a little to you?
Sure. How about now? Better? Hey, everyone. I'm not keen on organizing things, be it my desktop or be it my desk or at my home. Most often I miss out things which are there. So what are the qualities which might get me there is the commitment to get organized and show more enthusiasm to get it done.
Okay, thank you. So commitment, enthusiasm, two fantastic qualities, aren't they?
Okay, so the activity that I don't like doing is, I'm actually doing a full-time job and also pursuing my part-time PhD from IIT Delhi, and that takes a lot of my time. So whenever I have a science second, you have a married life, and there are n number of reasons that one can give. So that is one that I don't like. And how, you know, what qualities can I use is to be more patient. And you know that after 5 years of completing your PhD, you will get a doctorate degree. So you need to be more patient and more committed. So I think so. These are the two qualities that can be mapped.
So, okay. So what activity I'm not so keen on doing is changing perception about a people's mindset about an event or an individual or a situation or even a problem. So the qualities that is really needed that I already experienced in my, the quality that I really like to do are mercy, honesty. So especially what I see is never give up, because I see that person is not thinking in an appropriate way and he really needs to change his perception so that he can motivate others and start to see the things in a different way. So that is something. I see that the person is thinking in a different mode. I can go and stop and help him out in a different way, but I stop doing that. So that is something which is very important. Never give up. And the last one is motivation and inspiration. So that is how you would definitely change people's mind. So that is what I believe.
Okay. Anyone else got an activity to come? An activity that you really, like one activity you really don't like doing, and one quality that's from your heart that you could bring that energy to that activity, because those qualities in your heart are already your natural qualities. You've got them.
Om Shanti. The activity I really don't like is like attending late evening parties.
So that you're going to bring. Apart from go to bed early.
So my partner suggested me that one of my, like I can plan leaving early, like parties normally happens like from 7 to 11, so I can reach there at 7 and leave like 9.
So what's like the quality? It's still being sociable, isn't it?
Yeah, quality is social, yeah. Connection and all.
Yeah, okay. But it's also knowing your boundaries. Yeah. Okay, are you getting the idea though? What I'm trying to say is that the qualities that are already in your heart are very natural to you. And you can use these, you can transfer them to other areas of your life. Why just stick, you know, having freedom when you're mountain bike riding and feeling joy when you're mountain bike riding? Because how much of your life are you mountain bike riding? And you've got the rest of your life. But these qualities, you've got them. So it's like learning to express them in all different areas of your life. Okay, so I'm going to now give you some time to go out on your own. And there's some questions on the sheet. I think it's on the other side of the sheet. And these questions are for you in the workplace. So to go out on your own and take some time out to explore these questions for you, for yourself, and what qualities, envision what qualities do you really need in these situations to be able to feel what you really want to feel. Yeah. So I've got some very common ones, a time of appraisal, whether you're giving or you're receiving. Dealing with work colleagues, we all have to. But client management, environments that you can be in, depending what area of IT. So I'm giving you some time till 6:10 to go out, find a seat, and just reflect on these questions. Take the time to visualize what you really want to experience when you're there. Based on that scientific research, the more you visualize it now and understand the qualities that you bring into action when you're there. So you can take the heart with you, because that's already your natural quality. You can check your heart and what could you bring into action. So off you go. If you want to stay here, fine, but if you want to take advantage and go out, find a place quiet. If you're going to stay here, you need to go sit on your own and take that time to reflect. So I invite you to stand up and go find, there's some benches around. If you go up in the, but you need to check your watches that you're back in by 6:10. Yeah? So off you go. So there's some benches down here. There is a kind of, if you go up behind, if you walk up behind here, behind the buildings, there's a place where you can sit. I think there's a swing over there. So go and explore, but be back here by 6:10.